As always, the Federal Circuit has monkeyed with things that we thought they had decided, and now they're redeciding them or putting a little bit of a different spin on it. And the PTAB structure is not helping these issues, nor is the way the circuit is interpreting many of these PTAB cases helping. You're getting conflicting bodies of law. So as I always say, and I know every time I say this, people look at the ceiling and groan, I'm glad I don't do prep and pros work anymore. It's just too damn hard to keep up with what's going on because it changes almost every week. How many people here try to read docket report at least every morning? Not very many. I would recommend it because you would be surprised how many things can change even in a two-week period. At least make sure you read Law 360, the patent issue, every morning. You'll get a heads up on what the circuit has done. But you really need to try to do with this on a daily basis. An oldie but goodie that has come back with a roar is the O2 Micro case. O2 Micro essentially says you cannot directly or indirectly throw the question of claim construction into the jury box. No matter which way you try to finesse it, it's going to end up being wrong, and the court is really, really focused on this. In Houseware versus Whirlpool, the court brought out the fact that district courts, where the parties raise an actual dispute regarding proper scope of claims, have to resolve that, citing O2. But they've now also made clear that the PTAB in IPR proceedings must resolve such disputes in the context of IPRs. So now it's mandatory that O2 applies to everything. Show of hands, how many people are doing IPR work these days?